premiere of Conversations, where we record conversations we were going to have anyway and put them up on the internet, normally on
Monday, Wednesday and Friday. And we record, put the whole shows up on podcast services.
Around the world.
Around the world, that's right.
So if you like it and you're enjoying it, please feel free to subscribe. It is free, and like the video as well.
Exactly. I'm one of your hosts, Eddie, along with my bro with the most below, Sheps.
That was so seamless and smooth.
It was.
They'll never know.
They'll never know what's happening right there.
What are we talking about?
We are going to be talking about a one Prince Harry.
Never heard of him,
right? As two British gentlemen,
yeah,
right?
I think here. I would know a prince. Is he Saudi Arabian?
He's something like that, okay. I'm pretty sure. I mean, he's a little bit paler and a little bit
more
ginger.
Is this the guy that's been emailing me about his inheritance?
I think that's what
he is.
From
Nigeria.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I think it might be a slightly different one, actually. Okay. Let me go into... So, basically, Prince Harry, for those of you guys who don't live in the UK or for those of you guys who really don't care about the royal family, he is a member of the royal family. He's
The
British royal family. And he has made some comments regarding video games, specifically citing one video game, Fortnite. Basically, he's saying he's spoken at a mental health conference at a YMCA in South Ealing, which you just know is the best place to hold all of your meaningful conferences.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So this is a YMCA about children's health. So why didn't he do it in like a Catholic church?
I mean, anywhere really. Like, didn't get called down to like the BBC studios or anything like that. It's just nothing. It's
yeah, do it by Jimmy Kimmel's. No, Jimmy
Fallon.
No, who's the guy that was touching on the kids?
Oh, God. Oh,
I made a pedo joke and made it bad.
Yeah, it's a bad pedo joke. So Prince Harry, he decided to come out at this mental health organization event, and he spoke about Fortnite and how Fortnite itself is irresponsible, apparently affecting kids' mental health.
I agree. Did he end the? Did he end it with they should be playing Apex instead?
They did.
He's just a fanboy.
That's what he is. That's what he is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He made some really weird comments, basically. Okay. So normally, what happens when people make these kind of comments? We just sort of like we move to the side and we brush it off because we know those people. They're idiots. They're idiots end of the day. Yeah. And you don't want to waste your time because it's so far away from normality and reality. You're
but that's when it's that's when it's like Sandra, a mother of two in like Middlesbrough, had this to say.
Yes.
Right?
Exactly.
But this is slightly different.
It is slightly different because it's a member of the royal family.
Yeah.
He's someone who, don't get me wrong, he's not regarded as the most intelligent and brought together gentleman of the royal family.
There have been some scandals. The other thing is he's a ginger, so I don't know why anyone's taking him seriously.
To be fair. That's the main point. For those of you guys that aren't from the UK, for those of you guys that don't know about the royal family, you really don't need to listen to him. He's not anybody important.
What did he specifically say? Apart from it's unresponsive. Did he have anything else? Or was it just that one thing and then he moved on?
He did have a few things. So he was saying, he's saying how he spoke to mothers all around the country and stuff like that, which... You know, they're like an echo chamber. They're going to be saying exactly what they want to say.
Especially if they're on any of those anti-vax/vegan Facebook pages.
Exactly.
We've read some of those before.
Vegan Mothers for Natural Immunity.
Oh,
that was
God.
The last one right there.
That wasn't a real one, was it?
It was a real one.
God.
So he was saying stuff like how it shouldn't be allowed for kids to play these kinds of games because it's very addictive and things like that.
It's got age ratings and stuff on it. It's like a 13 or something.
That's the problem. He doesn't ever at any point put the blame on parents for allowing them to play these kind of games. No, no, it's always the game's fault. And he says things like a game like Fortnite, for instance, may not be so good for children. Parents have got their hands up. They don't know what to do about it. I know. Take the controller away from your kid. Be a parent.
Or chill out. It's Fortnite. I remember hearing this back in the day. This was like mid-90s when you'd get home from school on a Friday and WWE would be on.
Mm-hmm.
And people said the same thing. Oh, it's like it's encouraging violence and stuff. And and before that, in like the 60s where it was rock and roll.
Yeah.
That rock and or roll music is the devil's music. That
exactly.
sort of thing. It's making kids be violent. Like John Wick. I've seen that multiple times and I've never gone on a killing spree against organized crime bosses.
No.
You know?
No.
So...
Maybe it's not that kind of stuff that makes us weird. Maybe kids are just weird sometimes, you know?
Yeah, it is weird. People like to blame weird things. Like, I've noticed this in some discussions. So, like, anytime there's a shooting, people are like, oh, guns are the problem. Well, you don't blame the baseball bat if someone hits someone with a baseball bat, right? So people just latch onto very weird things for... Really, do you know what it is?
What?
These mums are noobs.
Yep.
They can't build.
They're like, I don't know how to build a Taj Mahal in 5 seconds like most people on Fortnite.
Right. They can't build. They're noobs.
That's it.
And no one will carry them. Yeah, their kids won't carry them.
That's
because mum keeps coming in and saying, pause your game. Can't pause multiplayer.
It's online, mum. I can't pause it. Seriously, when it comes to conversations like this, if it's mothers saying that kind of stuff, we widely, pretty much all of us, we're just like, we facepalm and then we just go about our day because we're rational human beings. And like, if we see someone with a problem, we're like, okay, you're having a slight problem. Let's talk about this. Yeah. Let's get this done. How about we have a little bit of a break? Let's go do something
together. The other thing is, when it's like mothers, we kind of assume that they have some problems with their kids. Like, don't get me wrong, parenting is difficult, but you know, this is generally a group of people that likely are not having the easiest time with their kids and can't seem to figure out what the issue is. Not that they're bad parents, but they can't. You know, it's difficult.
Yeah.
And there's this thing where their kids are spending a lot of time. So they assume, or you know, they connect the dots.
Yeah.
They're spending a lot of time on this game. I'm having this issue.
Those two things.
I'll connect the dots.
Yeah.
And we all sort of know that happens. They've been doing that, you know, people have been doing that with stuff that they didn't understand or didn't like since forever. Slightly different when it's a member of the royal family.
Yeah. That's the thing. The problem that I have with this, the main thing, is that he is Prince Harry.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of people watching him. Yes. There probably are people as well that respect him.
Yeah.
Questionable, but whatever, there are people out there that respect him.
It's not even
A voice and power. You can't misuse that kind of stuff.
It's not so much that he's respected. The fact, because you know, he married Meghan Markle, the actress. So whether or not people respect him, he has a lot more attention than like Prince William does. Not because he's smart or any of that stuff, but because he's more juicy for the cameras.
Exactly.
And so anything people he says gets him inflated. It gets inflated more because he has this American actress who's like mixed race, because that's a bit, who cares? But it's a thing, right? Apparently. There's this huge attention around anything that he or they do. He says something stupid about Fortnite. Okay, people say stupid things.
Mm.
But because there's these millions of eyes on him specifically or them specifically, you know, it goes out as if, who cares what he thinks? Like, it's not going to change anything.
Honestly.
How many charitable things have the royal family done? Millions of them.
Yeah.
And they haven't changed the world.
No.
So this isn't going to change anything.
No. To me, I'm regarding him as any other person in the world. When they say something stupid, like, everyone has a clean slate, first of all, right? Yeah. Everyone's like, cool, you have total my respect no matter what. And then when you come out and say something stupid, then it's like, well, I'm sorry, I'm having to take that respect back.
I'll mark that down on the slate.
Exactly.
And then,
He's done exactly the same
thing. If 9 times out of 10, you say something stupid, you just rename the slate. You're like, Harry, moron.
You know, like, exactly.
That's how it works. Everybody gets the benefit of the doubt. They say one thing stupid, okay, people say stupid things. If everything you say is stupid, you're an idiot.
Exactly.
I'm not saying Prince Harry's an idiot. I do think I could take him on Fortnite, though.
Yeah, probably. The main thing as well that I know I've said the main thing twice, but the main thing that I would like to hear from this thing, the other main thing, is that the thing that happens with people like this when they say, ah, Fortnite is doing this, or video games is ruining lives of children, or something. It's like, so what are you going to do about it?
So what?
Exactly.
Like, because you have the problem, and...
That's the thing. These people are never about solutions. They're never about progress. They're always just, I'm moaning about something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you are the detriment to society. It's really fucking me off.
I totally agree.
Seriously.
I totally agree.
Because if I have a problem, I'm like, I have a big problem here. Take a second to think about it. And I'm like,
what's
we should probably do this.
Like, how do I
overcome this?
How do I have a problem? How do I make it not a problem anymore? Let me do those things to turn my problem into a solution. And then it won't be a problem. So I think the only real thing that we can do is give Prince Harry his fair shake, have him on the show, and he can defend himself. We won't be so aggressive. We'll say, look,
we'll be very impartial.
Yeah, Harry, what do you think? Like, express yourself properly to the viewers at home, sort of thing. So Harry, I know you're watching. You got the invite.
The invitation's here.
We'll reach out
down for
comment, you know. But I think he's probably gonna.
He's probably going to check
in. Intimidated.
We're intimidating gentlemen. That's what we are.
We are. He doesn't want those harsh interviews. That's what
exactly.
it is.
Exactly. He's a bit scared. That's what he is. Sorry to hear that. Guys of the Conversation Show, you heard it right here. We gave the invite and he's a no show.
Yeah, he's going to decline. Exactly. Sorry about that, guys. Yeah. We tried to give him his fair shake, so we can only say, you know, against the comments that he's made.
Exactly. Anyway, that's the stupidity of Prince Harry. Been saying some absolutely stupid stuff, and it's so
that
funny because he's sort of thrown himself into the circle of other morons who don't understand a situation and have no purpose to... Sorry, no...
Use your words.
Have no... who don't actually want to do anything about it. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
So he's just gonna moan about something and then let those people go. And also he's
thrown himself at the mercy of one of the most popular games played by one of the most savage groups of people, which is people that spend too much time on the internet, like you and me.
He really went high up there, didn't he? Yeah. He went for the top.
You know when you see someone go to the at a swimming pool where there's that three levels of diving board?
Yeah.
And he got to the top, got out a ladder, and got on that, and then started jumping. Like, that's what he did.
Oh, Prince Harry, you really ducked up there.
Yeah.
All right, guys, let's move on to the next one, shall we?
Let's do it.
What's happening, everybody? And welcome to the world premiere of Conversations, a show where we record conversations we were gonna have anyway, mostly about movies, video games, and other cool stuff. I'm one of your hosts, Eddie, along with my bro with the most below, Sheps. How's it going, bro?
It's going good. How's it going?
Today we're gonna be talking about something really interesting, and it's titled "What the F*** Chinese Type People." So today we're gonna be talking about a 130-year-old Zhai. He has been arrested for endangering passenger safety on an aeroplane.
Okay, lay it on me.
So there is this tradition in China. Those of you guys that don't know, they've got some really weird traditions, as I'm sure our traditions are weird to them.
There are some, traditions are
strange. Weird in general, right? Yeah. Exactly. Chinese people have this tradition of throwing coins at things for good luck.
Okay. I don't see a problem with throwing a coin at a plane. You know when you're at the airport, you're at the gate, and you're seeing the plane pull up, and you flick the coin at the window. Does that count?
No.
So you have to do it at the thing. Like, if you're going on a journey, you, like, flick it at the tire of your car. Good luck.
Kind of, except it has to be at something, I am guessing, more crucial. Because this gentleman started to throw coins into the engine of the plane for good luck.
Coins,
multiple. They only found three of them, but there was the guy's seen throwing a handful of coins at the engine of the
car. I don't even chuck multiple coins into a wishing well.
Usually one's good enough, right?
Like, this is the wish.
Exactly.
Or like, good luck, please.
I don't get it.
That's crazy.
So, he was spotted on CCTV just throwing coins at the plane, as I mentioned before.
And was he on the tarmac?
He was on the walkway, and he found a gap through the side of the walkway.
Oh, he was on that, like, the tube. That the goes tube going the into
it, essentially. Yeah, and he just threw it through the gap and whatnot. But this isn't the first time. Multiple times people have been arrested
for this.
No, people. Chinese people all around China. I was going to say all around the world. Probably is, but they only seem to do this in China, I think.
Oh, so this was in China.
Exactly.
Okay.
They throw coins at things for good luck. I would be okay if it was like, no problem, we have this bucket that we've put that's got one side exposed to the plane.
Mate, going into your GCSEs must be really a bruising experience. Your whole family is like, good luck, Darren.
Everyone's throwing
whatever Chinese for Darren is. Good luck.
It's so strange. Anyway, he has been arrested passenger safety.
Yeah.
And you really kind of have to worry because from the pictures, it looks like the guy really doesn't understand what he did.
He's like, whoa, do you want the plane to crash?
Do you?
Didn't see the pilots chucking any coins in the engines?
Exactly.
Irresponsible.
I can't believe the idea where it's like, okay, so the plane is very delicate. The plane has a big job to do. I'm going to be on this thing that at any moment, if something goes wrong, could burst into a ball of flames and crash and kill me. I should endanger the one thing that keeps us in the sky.
Do you know the funny thing? So the thing about jet engines is that you sort of see into them, at least like the intake. Do you know what you wouldn't do? I bet no Chinese have done this, is take off the head gasket of their engine and chuck some coins into the cylinders and then start the bitch up.
Exactly. I don't think they've ever done that.
Because you wouldn't do that.
No.
Why would you do it with a plane? I honestly don't get. And I've seen enough movies to know that whatever goes in that engine gets shredded. I've seen Indiana Jones.
Exactly.
Right? I've seen movies where there's fights and, the Family Guy fights him with the chicken.
Yes.
Know? Like, I know
good
enough.
Reference material.
I know enough. I'm basically an engineer now.
Do you know what? I'm going to have to say something. I'm a little bit nervous, newly a little bit nervous on planes. Before, I didn't give a crap. I was just sort of like, just get on a plane, I'm totally fine.
Do you know what this is?
But you know what happened to me one time?
Okay.
I was on a plane with my grandma.
Right.
She's passed away since, but I was on there with my grandma. And she's very, very old at the time, right?
Right.
So she's obviously very, very scared of technology and like planes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
She gets on the plane, I shit you not, starts praying to God that the entire journey that we don't die.
When was this?
Probably about 3 or 4 years ago.
So basically,
she's just like,
so like 2014-ish?
Yeah, something like that.
2014-ish, she starts praying in some like Middle Eastern language to Allah on a plane. That could be worrying.
Exactly.
For everybody
sweating
else.
Bullets as well like that. And I'm just like, and I was like, if anyone saw, I'd be like, no, she's just praying that
she's
we survive.
She's scared.
We're praying. I'm sorry, guys. Yeah. It scared the crap out of me. Yeah. I was like, are we going down? Do you know something?
Yeah, do you
and you're great. So that's why I'm scared from now.
Well, because it's funny, because I was going to say, this is like my new 9/11 racism fear. Because everybody after a terrorist attack gets that weird, like, anyone could be it sort of thing. Happened after 7/7 as well. Like, due to just any shade lighter than, like, you've seen the Family Guy flip book.
Exactly.
Anything like that. It's what people do, because we're idiots. Right? Yeah. We're just stupid monkeys. Now I'm going to be worried anytime I see Chinese people on a flight.
Yep.
I'm going to have to walk up to any Asian person and be like, where are you from? South Korea. Cool, no worries.
You're fine.
Japan, not a problem. Vietnam, your gravy. China, give me your money.
Give me the goddamn coins.
I'm mugging you until we get to wherever we're going.
You're
going to
be like watching them as they get on the plane. Like, he dropped something on the floor. It's like, ah! Oh no, you just dropped something.
Or like, see someone getting ready with their coins. Like, don't worry, I've got notes, bro. Here.
Here.
No, keep the change.
Here's
fine.
A fiver.
Yeah.
That was really troubling. I don't know what I would do, honestly, if I saw someone do something like that. They were throwing coins at the engine. Because there are times where you do have to walk across the tarmac. Like
I've done it a lot of times.
Could you imagine just some guy just like... I'm not getting on that plane anymore.
No.
Hell no.
No. Honestly, and people are like, oh, it's only a little thing. Yeah, but it's going to a jet engine.
No.
And don't get me wrong, I actually, like, you know, you said planes are quite fragile.
Yeah.
They're also quite robust.
Yeah, so like...
But there are bits that if they break, they don't break a little bit. They break really bad. And I'm basically an aeronautical engineer. I've seen Family Guy, I've seen Raiders of the Lost Ark, or whichever one it was.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of those things I'm not going to take chances with.
Yeah.
What I want to know, though, is what's the total damages done to plane engines in China
by coins?
That's
the thing. That's the thing, because arresting them is one thing, right? But then you have to put that plane out of commission for God knows how long, replace parts, things like that.
Where was this Jai guy when he left? Like, where was he arrested?
Where was he arrested?
Was he, for example, in England flying back to China, or was he in China flying out to, you know, England?
It doesn't say specifically where he was going, but he was boarding a flight in a city, Uramakwai, in northwestern China.
Okay, so he was in China.
He was in China.
So this is my question. If you're Chinese, you're like the Chinese government or an airport, and you know people have this superstition or tradition, why don't you remind people or lie? Just say, guys, we know you want good luck, but just so you know, to save you the money, because the United Chinese Airlines, we look after you.
Yes.
We've already thrown about £200 worth of coins or whatever.
200 yen of China.
That's Japan. What's Chinese?
Is it?
I don't know, but yuan, I think it is. We've chucked tons of money through the engines. They're all great. Don't you worry.
You
know, here's even a promotional video of your captain today. Doing it, you know, like with a prop engine. Good luck.
This is
Kanpai.
So
I think that's it.
That's the thing. So you know, whenever you see like a stupid sign at a certain place, and where it's everyone who rides the slide must be fully clothed or something like, and you're like, oh god, somebody
did it.
Somebody went down this slide butt naked, and that's the reason for that sign.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the reason probably why they haven't done that kind of announcement for the change, because how shitty of a society do we have to be that we have to actually tell people or put up signs like, please don't destroy the plane that you're about to get on. Please. Like, how do we have to tell you this? Come on.
This is, one of these days, we should do some research about traditions that seem very strange to us, and then traditions that we have that if you were trying to explain to aliens would be even dumber.
Yes.
Like, we need to figure... We should do stupidity of traditions.
Stupid traditions thing. Of the world.
Yeah, yeah. The worst thing is, there are some very stupid traditions, and I'm sure that we have them. And what I could tell you is, even though I probably am aware they're stupid, if you tried to stop me doing it, I'd be really angry.
Yes.
You know? And so I can imagine this guy flinging coins into the engine. Someone's like, whoa, trying to like, you know, stop him. He's like, get the hell off me.
Yeah.
Like, do you want to die?
It's like,
I want to die.
I know how it sounds, but I'm not taking any chances.
Yeah,
that's probably what he's thinking, right? Oh,
exactly. So I think maybe we should do that.
That might be a really good video. I think so.
The worst thing is like this... One of the things about this is it seems so obvious to us as something that you don't do. But if you're thinking, I want good luck, like what do we do? What's something you would do for good luck?
You always say like touch wood to stop bad things from happening. And it is always, I guess the thing...
touch wood.
Yeah. But the thing, the difference with that is that we're not hurting anyone when we do that. That's the difference.
It's not like...
So there was that joke on Top Gear back in the day where they were saying like, when you see a magpie in the morning or something like that, so you say, morning Mr. Magpie, morning Mr. Magpie, morning Mr. Magpie three times. And then Richard Hammond took it even further and it was like, you lick your thumb, you put a little bit of a cross in the windscreen, and then you tap your head and you rub your stomach stomach and whatnot. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he goes, it's a little bit hard to do on the motorcycle, but I still do it. It's like, then you might be endangering people.
I just don't think we have traditions where you like throw stuff at things. No. I mean, maybe there's the coin into the wishing well. I can't think of anything else that we do. Because this is sort of along the lines of, oh, you know, if you want good luck with your new car, you should crash your old car to prevent the crash that you would have in the new car. Like, if that was a tradition, you'd be like, that's sort of what this seems like in a way. But then again, for everything else, I bet this is perfectly reasonable.
Yeah.
Like, you buy it, you get a new house, you know, you flip coins at the door or something. That's
the thing.
Do you see what I mean?
To anything else, it probably is completely fine. Chuck a penny at a house, no problem.
Yeah.
Chuck it at a car, just at like a door and whatnot. It might leave a ding, but don't worry about it.
The wheel.
Exactly, wherever it is. But when you start throwing it into
a
complicated aeronautic machine.
I was going to say, what if you did it at the wheels? But even those are like pretty complicated. Yeah. A plane's really something you should... Or maybe the body of the plane, I could see. Yeah, like... But the engine...
Yeah.
You know, like that's one that I can't wrap my head around.
It's like, I should... Is this the fuel line? No problem, I'll just drop a few in there. That's good.
In my country, it's tradition that if you cut the fuel line, douse yourself in the fuel, it's good luck.
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
And then start smoking. You know, you have to get through the whole pack. If you don't ignite, you'll have a safe trip.
All right, I think we've talked about enough stupidity today.
That's nuts.
We've talked about...
Maybe cut out that bit about the racism thing. That might have been a bit too
much. Maybe a little bit. Yeah, I mean, it might make it to the end. I don't. If I get a bit lazy, maybe it might stay. All right, guys. We will see you guys in the next one. If you have any weird traditions, let us know in the comments.
Yeah, that's a good point, because we've got guys all around the world.
All around the world.
So there are some interesting ones.
Monif, I'm expecting you to do something great.
Yeah, Monif. Carbo Duck, he's Irish. It's probably just drinking loads of whiskey all the time. Like, everything. Going to work, drink some whiskey. Yes. See a magpie, drink some whiskey.
New house, drink some whiskey. Seeing a bottle of whiskey, drink some of that whiskey. All right, we'll see you guys in the next one. We hope you all enjoyed it. Check us out on podcast services, type Conversations. Oh, something I didn't say as well. We've changed our channel branding. It's all Conversations everywhere now.
Conversations everywhere.
Conversations, search anywhere and you'll find us. All right, man, that was really good, bro.
That was a good one.
I'll see you in the next one.
See you in the next one. All right.